Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
What do the rich dwell upon? What do the rich concentrate on? What do the rich attract to themselves? What is the law of correspondence with regard to the rich? It is the rich are always thinking of production, affluence, money, wealth, and so on. What do the poor think about all the time? Yes, the poor think about poverty, lack, loss, limitation, ill health, how little money they have, and whatever you think about on a continuing basis, you draw into your life and you make into your reality because of this superconscious capability. No matter how big your goals are, no matter how far away they are, if you can hold them in your mind on a continuing basis, you can make them your reality.
Remember, faith is not something you get. Faith is something you already have. But you may be using it in reverse gear by believing in the circumstances and things you do not want, the things you fear. Remember also that faith is guidance only. It is not a power which will bring you what you want, but a power that can guide you to go after what you want and get it.
You have to first ask yourself, am I able to do this? Am I actually able to turn my fantasy into a fact? Now, generally, when a person doesn't know how to do something, they say they can't do it. The truth is they can. You and I are capable of doing anything. We are God's greatest creation. We're spiritual beings. And as spiritual beings, we're able to do anything at all. All things are possible. Our objective is to figure out how, not whether we're able to or not.
He goes, you always get what you want. And I said, I know I always get what I want, Mom, because what I don't want cannot exist in my mind. And that is a good example of the law of attraction. But most of us, what do? We worry about our lives. And worry blocks the law of attraction because it's keeping your mind focused on what you don't want versus being focused on what you do want. When you worry, you are reinforcing what it is that you don't want. And what you focus on, you will get. And you will attract more of the very things that you want to avoid.
If you do have a problem, the only problem you have is your belief that you are separate from your source. The moment that we took on this idea that we were separate from our source and no longer believed in our own integrity of our own mind, the moment that we took on that, we began to develop something called problems, something called illusions. And I'd like to suggest to you that every problem that we have, the way I see it, is nothing more than a mistake or an illusion. And how do we do something about these mistakes that we have? They are in our minds. You know, it says very clearly in most of the spiritual literature, as a man thinketh, so is he. Emerson, one of the people that we revere, who lived right here in Concord, said that the ancestor to every action is a thought. Once you start to understand that what you think about, your thoughts, is what expands and becomes your life, you start getting real careful about what you think about.
The moment you make a choice to do something differently, and the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before, get ready, because it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel unfamiliar. There's going to be some uncertainty and unpredictability, and that's the moment the game is on. So then most people, their body has been conditioned emotionally to be the mind. The body says, wow, I'd rather hang on to my guilt than take a chance and possibility. I'd rather live in fear than trust in the unknown. So once the person feels uncomfortable, the body goes, whoa, wait a second, we're out of the program here. And body starts influencing the mind. So it says, start tomorrow. You'll never change. You don't have the money to do this. You're not good enough. Your mother told you you were this. Your father's fault. It's your ex's fault. You know, all of the voices that come up. Now, here's the deal. If you respond to those voices, those same thoughts as if they're true, by the way, they're always going on behind the scenes of your awareness, but now they're amplified because you're outside your comfort zone. You believe in that thought. That thought's going to lead to the same choice, which is going to lead to the same behavior, which is going to create the same experience, produce the same emotion. And the person's going to say, this feels right. No, that feels familiar. Going from the old self to the new self is a neurological, it's a biological, it's a chemical, it's a hormonal, it's a genetic death of the old self.
We know everything's here. Nothing's created or destroyed. Everything's energy. What we've got to do is get on the frequency. We've got to match the frequency. Now, what do we mean by that? That means that you've got to get vibrating, you do, on the same frequency of the good that you desire. You literally fall in love with the idea of what you want. If you hold that idea in your mind, you will start moving toward it and it'll start moving toward you. I remember Olenka one time, he said, when you set a goal and you start to move towards it, it'll start to move towards you. I thought, how in hell could that happen? Well, it happens because you're on the same frequency. Everything on that frequency is going to come into your life.
Most people are unconsciously attracting what they don't want into their lives. And so, on a basic sense, the law of attraction just basically says this: you attract into your life whatever you focus on the most. Whatever you believe is going to happen is probably what's going to happen. Whatever you think at your core about yourself is what you are going to manifest about yourself and about the world. When you look at the law of attraction, let me make it as simple as possible for you. You have to basically brainwash all 40 trillion of your cells to believe that what you want, you will get, and there is no other option. No other option can exist. If there is a tinge of doubt, it is less likely to happen. And so if you think about something and you know that will happen at your core with all 40 trillion of your cells, then eventually it will happen.
Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply, and it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this, you will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking.
Your inner narrative are the things that you're thinking, the memories that you're tied to, the stories you're telling yourself about you, about others, about life, about what's possible, about what's not possible. It's these narratives, these conversations, these things that you're holding on to. And when people hold on to things that are empowering, they align and attract with empowering possibilities, people, and opportunities that flood their life with more peace and abundance. They manifest more. But when you are in conversation in your inner narrative around a lack of possibilities, a victim mindset, a struggle, a stress of life, you're going to attract based on that psychological wound. So I want you to ask yourself, do I feel safe around money? Do I believe that I'm worthy of love?
Living in the environment of love, when it's living, the body can be relaxed in the present moment,
and not be preoccupied with the next moment. We discovered when you're relaxed in your heart and you're awake in your brain, you're in the perfect state.
Relaxed in your heart, awake in your brain.
Yeah, that's the formula. Yeah.
How long does it take scientifically to rewire a belief?
I don't think you could actually measure that. Mm. I think there's too many variables. The comprehension of the information, how long the person meditates, how present they are when they are meditating, what their past was like, and there's a lot of variables. I've seen it happen instantaneously. What appears
instantaneous
to be instantaneous, but that person could have been grappling with that belief, you know, for a long period of time. So it turns out when we're relaxed in our heart, the body is believing it's living in a nurturing environment, and it begins to express new genes, and that's exactly how we change.
The memory of God, says the Course, comes to the quiet mind. It cannot come where there is conflict. For a mind at war with itself remembers not eternal gentleness. What you remember is a part of you, for you must be as God created you. Let all this madness be undone for you, and return in peace to the remembrance of God, still shining in your quiet mind.
The real gratitude is not going into some narrative in your mind and then be grateful for something that you tell yourself. For example, oh, look at all these poor people. My life is so much better than all these poor people. I really should be grateful for my life. That's not the real thing. That means you go to some conceptual reality and your gratitude, your happiness is dependent on other people being worse off than you. That's not what is meant by the practice of gratitude. The practice of gratitude is always directed towards the present moment and whatever is arising in the present moment. That is the most powerful.
Your thoughts become your beliefs become your behaviors become your habits form your character, and your character determines your destiny. It determines how high you'll go. Everybody has that right where they're at in life. Make progress in that process today.
God sees the greatness inside of us.
Yeah.
God sees the good that he's doing inside of us. You're a work in progress, and he's working on you. Never think small about what God's doing in your life. He's doing something great. He's doing something bigger than what you see. While it looks like things are confusing and falling apart, let's grab a hold of the fact that maybe things are falling in place.
Yeah.
That God knows what he's doing.
When you begin to become conscious of your beliefs about money, about health, about food, about relationships, about God, about spirituality, you have to look to examine to see if they're true. So then in order for you to change a belief or perception about yourself and your life, you have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional addictions in your body. And your body has to respond to a new mind. So then you make a choice, and that choice becomes an experience that you never forget, and the hair on the back of your neck stands up. Your body is responding to a new mind.
Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Ultimately, you only want it because you think it's going to change the way you feel. And many times you get what you want and you don't feel that way. The illusion we have is getting things will make us happy. Getting your goal is not the purpose of your goal. The purpose of your goal is to become something that you are proud of and feel alive by. If you achieve a goal in a way that gives up your integrity, you will not be happy long term, even though you got the goal. If you achieve a goal just to achieve it because everyone else said you should be a doctor or a lawyer, you're going to be miserable. It has to be something you truly want, but it also requires something, growth. The only thing that makes us happy is one word. Write it down. Progress. Progress equals happiness.
The idea comes, you write that thing down because it's a gift. And God only knows what it's worth. You know, you could have a good idea now and then. It might be a good idea that changes your whole life. And you could have that idea and be casual enough to forget it, and that was that. And then you'd wonder why you never got anywhere. The things that meet with reward grow. If you have a bit of a creative spark and ideas are being revealed to you in concordance with your aim, and then you don't act on those, you punish them. You punish the source of the ideas.
We create what we focus on. Where focus goes, energy flows, but most people are focusing on what they have to do, not what they can do. They're focusing on what is versus what they're here to create. What makes you a leader is you see things as they are, but then you see it better than it is, and you make it the way you see it. You come up with that vision and you make it happen.
Any thought, plan, goal, or idea that you hold continuously in your conscious mind and that you intensely desire or intensely fear must be brought into reality by your superconscious mind. Whether positive or negative, good or bad for you, if you can hold it continuously, if you can emotionalize it, if you can visualize it, in your conscious mind, the superconscious mind will begin to organize the entire universe of experience around you to draw into your life the people and circumstances necessary to make that idea come true. So what we've been saying throughout this entire program is that your thoughts are extremely powerful, that your thoughts objectify themselves, that your thoughts become your reality, and it is this understanding of this superconscious capability that makes it a fact that your thoughts do become your reality. So keep your mind on what you want, keep it off of what you don't want. Think continuously, think nonstop, think all the time only about what it is that you want, and keep your mind completely off of the things that you don't want.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
When you speak to your own body, you are the voice of God to that universe within you. See, within your body, you have a universe, an entire universe, all the cells and the organs. If you begin to talk to it, tell everybody how much you love it. I love you, heart. I love you, liver. Tell how much you love it. It loves them because somebody's paying attention to it, and it will listen to you.
Thoreau once said that if you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams, that's what's in your imagination. If you advance confidently in your own dream and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, if you imagine it, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. It will chase you. You've got to stop chasing it and just listen to your dreams. Listen to what's in your imagination, because the greatest gift that any of us have ever been given is the gift of our imagination. It is there that we can create virtually anything that we place our attention on.
If you are holding on to it, then you don't believe that you have it already. And you have to believe that you have it already. So it's like this. Let's say you want a dream car and you've been saving for ages and you're finally going to get your dream car. You don't know you can manifest it through The Secret, but you've been saving for ages and you go to the dealership and you test drive the car and you say, I'm gonna buy this car, and you buy the car and you get in the car and you drive it home. The next day, you're going to visualize wanting a new car? Oh, why? Because you've already got it, right? So that's how you have to feel. You visualize once, it's already done. It's already done. And so then you let it go.
Every morning, what I want you to do is to close your eyes and visualize your day going exactly the way you want it to go. So it's what we call intending the day. And then visualize your bigger goals, you know, the million-dollar goal, the world peace goals, all the goals you have that are longer term than just your, you know, immediate day. And then if you have affirmations, do the affirmations. And I recommend one affirmation for every goal. So you've got the goal, you say your affirmation, you visualize it as done. The third thing I want you to do is to have a better feeling thought. Anytime you notice that you're not feeling well, ask yourself, what am I thinking? Usually it's a negative thought. We talked about having an attitude of gratitude. I do a journal every day. But you want to make sure you get gratitude in there and have an attitude of gratitude all day long. Take action. We talked about obvious and inspired actions. Every day, if you get an inspiration, act on it. If you focus on that, it's the law of attraction working, our experience has been that it starts to work even more.
Visualize it, but also feel it. Like, feel yourself there. Close your eyes, smile to yourself, and feel yourself there. And believe me when I say you can manifest that. I know you think I'm crazy, but it's the joke in life. I'm telling you, it's the joke in life. You can't go to places physically until you go there emotionally and in your mind first. Then once you're there, you're ready. But when you hold on to the negative thoughts, it's like walking around with all this baggage and luggage. Who needs that shit, really?
Your personality creates your personal reality. That's it. That is it. And your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. So keep thinking the same way, keep acting the same way, keep feeling the same way. Your personality is the same, and your personal reality would be the same as well. If you wanted to change your personal reality, you would have to change your personality. You catch yourself complaining and blaming and making excuses and feeling sorry for yourself, and that's been your unconscious program. Then the moment you become conscious of those unconscious behaviors, you're out of the program. The act of becoming so conscious that you don't go unconscious is a changing of consciousness. To become so conscious of your unconscious self, to know thyself so well that you don't default back to that old personality.
This is like having the universe as your catalog, and you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience, and I'd like to have that product, and I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe. It's really that easy. You are the masterpiece of your own life. You are the Michelangelo of your own life. The David that you are sculpting is you, and you do it with your thoughts.
The most important thing is that you take action. You see, the major difference between successful people and failures is successful people are action-oriented and failures are not. Successful people are result-oriented. Successful people are action-oriented. They think of what they want and they take action. Does it work? Now, if you take action, only two things can happen. What are they? Succeed or fail. Pretty simple. If you succeed, you do more of it. If you fail, what do? You learn something and try something else. Human beings are trial and failure organisms. We trial and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, and then try and succeed. You only have to succeed the last time.
Where energy flows, attention goes, and where attention goes, energy flows. Where is your attention? That attention will willingly or unwillingly deploy energy, life force. Are you going to be expending your life force focusing on somebody else's life, dreams, ambitions, problems? I don't give a f- about what anybody else is doing. How hard is it to understand? I don't watch people's stories on Instagram. I don't give a damn. I'm living my own reality. And people are out here worrying about what I do. Don't worry about what I do. Watch the podcast and go level up. It's a choice. And if you don't think it's a choice, so be it. It's not a choice. And that's how you'll live your life, like an accident. But the people that want to make it out and they want to win at life, got to grab life by the balls, bro.
Life is much too short to live fearfully, to settle for less than the best that's in us. We can become only what we expect of ourselves. We must act the part before it can become real.
Commitment, discipline, and consistency. Why? Because energy loves momentum. You must fully commit. When you go in, it should be, I'm going all in. If you're going all in, that's the intensity of your energy. That's your focused energy. We always say where focus goes, energy flows, and results show. So you focus there. But then you focus there, how long you focus there for? And how consistent are you? You focus there just on Mondays? Or you focus there every moment of every day? That intensity of the energy is what manifests. The discipline, it requires discipline to keep that consistency. There's a saying that says, persistency allows you to get it. Consistency allows you to keep it.
Be aware, notice everything, but keep to yourself. You see, a lot of y'all are, because you see the negativity, you see the bullshit, and then you lean into it. You talk about the drama, and you gossip all the time with your friends, when in reality, you should be focused. Focus up. Who gives a f*** what they think? Who cares what they're doing? What are you doing? And why aren't you progressing?
A broke person thinks that there's a limit to opportunity and a limit to the amount of money out there, that there's a finite resource of money. They think, I just don't have opportunities. I've missed the opportunities. There's this limiting belief around money that poor or broke people have. Rich people, on the other hand, understand this, that money is a renewable resource, which means if they lose all their money today, it's no problem. They can create more. Do you understand this? Do you think that you can create as much money as you want? You don't, do you?
You've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else, you clap for everybody else, you support everybody else, you're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you.
Wherever focus goes, energy flows. When you focus on something continuously, something magical happens. You get insights, don't you? You overhear a conversation and you hear something you wouldn't have heard if you didn't have that outcome or goal that you wanted so badly.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes. You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
Where awareness goes, energy flows. Look at awareness as a glowing ball of light. So imagine your mind is a vast space and your awareness is a glowing ball of light that's floating through the mind and you can control where it goes. And if your awareness is going to a particular area of the mind, that's where energy is flowing because where awareness goes, energy flows. And energy is like water. Whatever I water will start to grow, right? So if I took a watering can and I watered a garden bed, would the weeds grow or the flowers grow? Both, right? Because water can't tell the difference. Energy works the same way. If I put energy to a particular area of my mind, it will start to grow.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
You are a creative force. Get the millionaire mindset. If you don't have the millionaire mindset that money is a renewable resource and that you can create and it is God, the universe, which is the source of your supply that gives you the power to get wealth. If you don't have that mindset, then you're going to have a struggle making your first million and making any large amounts of money. Money is a renewable resource. You can create money.
If you aim for success above mediocrity, you will need to learn to act on your own personal initiative because your success is something which you must achieve for yourself without someone telling you what to do or how to do it. There are two kinds of men who never amount to much. Those who cannot do as they are told, and those who can do nothing else.
Most people learn how to fail and not to succeed. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. When they developed Tesla, everybody thought, not a new idea. But they were persistent, they were convincing, and they could see something that most people did not see. The same thing with Google, the same thing with Apple. They were providing something that people were looking for, but they did not know how to put it together. So if you want to be a billionaire, you have to start thinking what will work and not only what will fail. Billionaires look at their experience and say, this did not work, what can I learn from it? You have to change the way you think.
You can do whatever you make up your mind to do. Believe, and you shall receive. Will you please remember that your life is exactly what you make it by your own mental attitude?
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Now, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. Now, it doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player. Right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
We don't experience life. We experience life we focus on. Meaning there's what's wrong is always available, so is what's right. Whatever you focus on, you feel, even if it's not true. If you imagine something horrible is going to happen, you feel it. You're in your body, right? So focus equals feeling. Focus equals reality to the individual. But we can consciously choose what to focus on.
Having positive expectations is one of the most powerful techniques you can use to become a positive person and to ensure positive outcomes and better results in your life. Your expectations become your own self-fulfilling prophecies. Whatever you expect with confidence seems to come into your life. Since you can control your expectations, you should always expect the best. Expect to be successful. Expect to be popular when you meet new people. Expect to achieve great goals and create a wonderful life for yourself.
a goal or something you want to accomplish is that the moment that you focus in on what you want to do, that's when you begin to have energy to do it. A distracted person lacks energy. And when they get to the thing they need to be focusing in on, they don't have the energy to give. But when a person says, no, this is the one thing I'm going to do, and they set their mind to it, they set their eyes on it, they set their hand to do it, all of a sudden, energy begins to fill their life. Why? Because what you focus on, what you concentrate on, what you desire to accomplish, once your eyes are fixed on that, it begins to energize you and you begin to see the possibility of making it happen.
When you really want something, just in my life experience and seeing other people, seeing myself, seeing other people that like made stuff happen, it's like, man, when you really want something, you're gonna find a way, ultimately.
Every single day is about winning that battle against yourself.
And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
When you realize you have to make this shit work or you're falling on your face, it's a different kind of grind, a different kind of mentality, a different kind of person, a different side of you that you've never seen before that comes out when you go all in.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have that, they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy, meaning be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do, from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind.
Nothing changes in the winner's mind. Do you understand that? You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
Stay focused and stay in the studio. Stay working. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Keep making money and stack it high as you can stack it, no matter what anyone around you says.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? A motherfucker only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this motherfucker was crazy.
Once you start to understand that what you think about, your thoughts, is what expands and becomes your life, you start getting real careful about what you think about. Real careful. So that when you have a thought that says, gee, I got a sniffle, it's in my nose, but tomorrow it'll probably be down here in my throat. And on Wednesday, it's probably going to be here in my chest. Always seems to happen this way. And on Thursday, I'm going to have a fever. I get one every time. You can just about count on it. I'm going to have to take Friday off. Now, it's Monday morning, and you got a sniffle, but in your mind, in your thoughts, you're taking Friday off with a fever, and lo and behold, your body begins to react to this thought, which is just a mistake of the intellect to begin with.
What's your dream? What do you want in life? You want happiness and joy? You want material things? You want super health? You want a great relationship? You can have it all. The external world you're living in, the conditions, experiences, is a reflection of what is within you. If you get within you pure and beautiful, the external world will change. But you have to change the inside first and then give yourself time to succeed. When you change the inside first, it's like planting seeds. You don't plant a seed, walk out the next day and go, where's the tree? You planted the seed. You have to water it and fertilize it and give it time. And then it sprouts. And then you give it time. And it gets the sun. And then it begins to grow. That's how things manifest.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.